This is Answers in Genesis in the United Kingdom. Hello and welcome to Answers UK Radio, episode 15. Answers UK Radio is the radio magazine programme podcast produced by Answers in Genesis in the United Kingdom. My name is Paul Taylor and I'm the senior speaker with Answers in Genesis UK in Europe. Well, we've got a lot to get through in today's programme. We've got a programme with a bit of a difference because we're going to be having a look at some of the products, books and DVDs and things that we have in Answers in Genesis at the moment, particularly with Christmas coming up. We thought you might be interested in finding out a little bit about those. So we'll have that later in the programme. But first, there's been a news item that one or two people have asked us to comment on the subject of the proposed changes to the English National Curriculum for primary schools. The new change specifically makes history and evolution compulsory in primary schools. Now, to some extent, there's not a great deal of difference from what's been going on in the past, because many primary schools have mentioned evolution in the past. But there's been a concerted effort because the word evolution hasn't been used in the national curriculum before now. And it's interesting that the concerted effort has been not from educational organisations, but the main driving force behind this has been the British Humanist Association. Their education officer, Andrew Copson, said that evolution is arguably the most important concept underlying life sciences. Well, of course, that's a fallacious statement. Life sciences, correctly understood, involve the observation of living organisms in the present, observations and experimentations that can be repeated according to scientific methodology, whereas evolution is referring to alleged events in the past which are not repeatable and therefore not susceptible to scientific analysis. It's interesting what Copson had to say about the BHA's motivation in campaigning for this particular change. He said, "Public authorities clearly need to do more to tackle the growing threat to the public's understanding of science from the creation-inspired beliefs and other pseudoscience." Well, that's a very disingenuous statement, and it's actually illogical because there's no threat, and the use of that sort of emotive language is really rather reprehensible. There is no threat. Organisations like Answers in Genesis do not have any policy on trying to impose creationism in schools anyway. Our policy is that teachers should not be obliged to teach something in which they don't believe. So that's certainly been the long-standing position of Answers in Genesis, which we've explained on this radio programme before. So what it would appear to be is that the BHA actually wants children to be indoctrinated with their own narrow belief, because after all, the BHA is a belief-based organisation. It's likely then that the bill won't make really a great deal of difference, because it requires schools to teach pupils to investigate and explain how plants and animals are interdependent and are diverse and adapted to their environment by natural selection. Well, of course, natural selection is not evolution. It would be of concern, though, if pupils were going to be told, contrary to scientific observation, that the actual observation of the rearrangement of genetic information and speciation within kinds implies that molecules-to-man evolution is possible. Well, it's interesting. All sorts of political issues will come in here, because clearly the current session of Parliament can't last for the usual 12 months anyway. Under electoral law, a general election will have to be held by the beginning of June. It could be that this sort of bill will be one of those that will be shelved, which I suppose really would be a bit of a shame, because it's interesting that another thing that the bill requires is to make the teaching of history compulsory. And I think perhaps many parents will have been unaware that history education has actually been disappearing from primary curricula over the last few years. If they halted that trend and started teaching good history in primary schools again, maybe children would become more aware of our nation's Christian heritage and be better able then to defend themselves against the pseudoscience of evolutionary theory. Well, that's our comments then on what the changes imposed on the English primary curriculum are, I should emphasize that it is the English primary curriculum. For those of you who are listening in the United States, please don't get the terms England and United Kingdom mixed up. Education in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland are the responsibility of the devolved assemblies and parliaments. And so the changes mentioned in this year's Queen's speech are only to do with England. Well, it's time we had a look at some of the products. Just before we do that, this podcast won't have an advert break in the middle, because after all we're talking about products anyway, so it'd be a bit superfluous to have an advert break in the middle. But if you want to come and purchase some of our products, you might be interested to know that on Tuesday the 1st of December we're holding a sale at Wigston Central Pentecostal Church. That's in Wigston in South Leicestershire. It's very easy to get to. You come up the motorway, M1 motorway to junction 21, and you follow signs to Wigston from there. Wigston Central Pentecostal Church is right in the town centre of Wigston, and there's free parking, 3 hours free parking in large car parks in that small town. So it's very, very easy to get to the church, to come in and to purchase some of our materials. Any materials that are bought on that day will have at least a 10% discount. In fact, there'll be a bigger discount on some of them. You'll be able to preview some of our DVDs or audio materials. You'll be able to browse through our books and meet the staff as well. So come along, please, on Tuesday, the 1st of December 2009. The sale will start at 12 noon. So people who are around during the day can come along, and we'll continue till about 7:30 in the evening. So you could come after work. Once you've finished work, you could come along then as well, particularly local people in the Leicester area and the Midlands area. Do come along. But make that a date, please. Please put that in your diary. It's Wigston Central Pentecostal Church. They have a website, so you'll be able to get the postcode for sat-nav information at cbcwigston.com, or you could have a look at our website. You can call us on our phone number 0116 270 8400 for information on that. Tuesday, 1st of December, Wigston Central Pentecostal Church in Wigston, South Leicestershire. That's the Answers in Genesis sale. Well, I'm down in the warehouse at the moment because I thought it would be quite a good idea to have a look at some of the various products that we have around, just to let you know what's around here. And as we may have remarked before, it's a sort of dark and gloomy place, but in the and very, very cold, but just sort of emerging from the mire, we can see Neil Seeds, our warehouse manager. And normally, of course, we don't allow him into natural light, but we're just sort of, I've just come down to throw a few crusts, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the products. We've got some really good products in here, haven't we, at the moment, Neil?
We have, but those crusts were stale, I'm afraid, Paul. Yes, we have got a lot of good products in. We've just had a delivery of products ready for the Christmas rush as well, and there are a few that I'd like to highlight for you with regard to potential Christmas presents, if that's all right.
Excellent. Well, let's have a look at some of them. We're wandering around now. If you can hear footsteps, it's because we're going to find the products on the shelves to have a look at. You've got there a copy of Created Cosmos, which we've actually had for a little while, haven't we? But tell me a bit about this DVD.
Yeah, Created Cosmos, it is a very popular DVD, and of course it's the Creation Museum Planetarium show. For those of you who have been to a planetarium and seen things shown on the ceiling in that respect, then this is very good. It's 24 minutes or so, and it's ideal to be given as a gift. There's one way it's been used very specifically. A Christian school teacher used it to show her children the Created Cosmos, and they did it by getting all the children to lie down on the floor and change the projector to put it up on the ceiling, and they all watched it in that way. So it can be used in a number of ways, but it's a good way to get the idea of a created cosmos over to young people.
That sounds great fun. So there we go. You can make your own sort of ad hoc planetarium if you've got a white ceiling or something suitable of the sort. What else are we going to have a look at then? I can see in front of me, actually. Can I just comment on these before we go any further? Because we've got some of these marvellous DVD sets here by Brian Edwards called How Do We Know the Bible's True? There's four DVDs in those sets and a little workbook, aren't there?
Yes, they've been, again, very, very popular. You can buy them individually if you want. Obviously, it's cheaper to buy the box set and you get the Leader's Guide as well. But Brian Edwards, who I saw recently in Leicester, it was very good of him to come up, gives talks. These were filmed in the States on the authority of Scripture. The title is called How Do We Know the Bible is True? And it covers four DVDs, Scripture Under Scrutiny, Y66, which is the canon of Scripture, The Life of William Tyndale, and The Authentic Christ. They're very good and can be used within churches, perhaps for group work midweek.
And in a sense, I almost don't have to comment on those because we seem to get rid of them very quickly indeed, don't we? How much do they retail at?
They're £30 for the box set, so as I say, you get four £10 DVDs if you bought them individually, but the box set with the free Leader's Guide is £30.
Excellent value. Have we got anything here that is suitable for children, maybe? We did mention, of course, the Creative Cosmos being used in school, but we've got some lovely things here for children. And just picking up a copy of four books called The Answers Book for Kids.
Yeah, we were looking forward to this for a long time, and now the full four-book volume is around. It's a full set, each dealing with different questions that are given specifically by children. I'll give you an example from volume one. Kimberly, age seven, from Georgia in the States, asked, did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? And the answer given by Ken Ham is just one page. Very pictorial, very precise answers with Bible verses, and there's four volumes covering from creation all the way through, including sin, salvation, and the Christian life. Wonderful for all ages, and if you're like me and prefer the simple answers, then I actually usually refer to these myself before I'll go and hunt them out the larger chapters in the answers books themselves.
Yes, my wife thinks they're the best books we've produced. They're four books altogether, volumes 1 to 4, £5 each, or you can get a pack of them, can't you, for
£16.
Excellent. And just above there on the shelves, actually, I've noticed a book called Already Gone, which is Ken Ham's new book, written by Ken Ham and Britt Beamer. Already Gone is about, well, what will you tell us what it's about?
Okay, Already Gone, you may have heard of it on a previous podcast, but it's been a very popular idea using statistical research done on young people from age 20 to 29 in America and asked them why they've left the church. And a lot of it is linked to Sunday school and how we teach the Bible. It's not being anti-Sunday school, but more wanting to revolutionise Sunday schools and give it a fresh start and really impact the teachers to get the message across correctly about the Bible for these kids before they are already gone. Sometimes they stay in the church till they go to university or college, but maybe by the time they reach secondary school, they're already thinking that the church isn't relevant to them, and they go.
It's a very important book and one that we've been pushing quite heavily here. You remember that we had an interview with Ken a couple of podcasts ago on the subject of that book, so it's well worth getting hold of that book. Where are we going next then, Neil? Sorry. Going down into the mists. Oh yes, here we have a book called Creation or Evolution, Why We Must Choose by David Anderson. There's another book out with a very similar title at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Dennis Alexander's book called Creation or Evolution, Do We Have to Choose? Sadly, is the best-selling book in this country on the topic of creation or evolution. The reason that's sad is because it takes the viewpoint that a Christian is quite happy to embrace evolution. Now, obviously, this is done as a combatant to that, and David Anderson, who's a missionary in Kenya, I believe, has done this originally in the form of a blog. It's now been collected into a book and is causing waves around the Christian retail industry at the moment.
Yes, so that book goes through. You can read it as a standalone book, this Creation or Evolution, Why We Must Choose by David Anderson. Or if you've come across Dennis Alexander's book, then you'll really need to get this book to make sure that you understand why Dr. Alexander's arguments really don't stand up to biblical scrutiny.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is very important, and I don't know if any of you recently saw Songs of Praise on the BBC, which sadly were endorsing Darwin and celebrating Darwin in Shrewsbury, and it's books like this are needed to give evidence and answers for people to combat that way of thinking.
Well, that's Creation or Evolution, Why We Must Choose by David Anderson.
And moving round now to one of the other shelves, we're going to the pack at the back, and we've got a pack here with other information about Darwin. What have you got there in your hand?
Well, yeah, I mean, we mentioned Darwin anyway. Obviously, this is the year of Darwin. There are a number of products, so please give us a look on the web store for all our Darwin products. But we've got a new series of DVDs coming. There's three, in a box set for £25 called The Evolution of Darwin, His Life, His Science, and His Impact. And they are three lecture kind of talks by Dr. Tommy Mitchell, Dr. David Menton, and Ken Ham. And again, for a limited period, you can get a free audio CD, which is like a round table discussion on the subject. But obviously there's plenty of products on Darwin. Of course, we have our own documentary, Darwin and Darwinism, which is now available in a double disc format, which has the whole of the documentary, almost an hour's worth. It has a talk by this man, Paul Taylor, on the subject, and full interviews with Professor Andy McIntosh, John Mackay, and Brian Edwards on the various topics discussed within the documentary.
Okay, so that's those there. The at the moment, the double DVD is retailing at, I think we're retailing that at, is it £13?
Yes, £13, yes. And the single DVD is still available, and that's £11.
Excellent. And moving along down this particular row, we're heading now towards... Now, you've just picked up a jigsaw here, and it's a jigsaw. Of course, Americans don't call them jigsaws, they just call them puzzles, but it's a rather nice picture here. So the label on the jigsaw puzzle, 500-piece puzzle, it says, Behold Now Behemoth, and 500-piece puzzle. Anything to say about this one?
Well, I'm just pleased to be able to have these things. Obviously, a lot of you may be aware that we sell books and DVDs, but we have a lot of other things too, and jigsaw puzzles are nice to get hold of. As Paul said, there's 500 pieces in this one. Great picture of a dinosaur on the front with the verse from Job 40:15, Behold now behemoth. Now, these are £11. We also have two others based on Noah's Ark. One is called God Remembered Noah, and is going to be quite difficult. Again, 500 pieces, but is the silhouette of the Ark set around a sunset. The other one is called 2x2, and that's one that all the family can do, get involved, and try and do an animal each or so. It has a lot of animal pictures on there at the start of the building of the Ark. But there are three jigsaw puzzles which are ideal Christmas presents, and they retail for £11 each.
Now, looking at things slightly less expensive than that, I mean, that's a really good value jigsaw puzzle. We often talk in Answers in Genesis about the seven C's of history, the sort of biblical framework for the whole of history. There's creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ, cross, and consummation. And we have a number of ways that children can learn these things and get to know them. We have a small bookmark with the seven C's of history on. And what you've got in your hand there is a puzzle cube. Tell me something about this.
Yeah, this is quite weird. Some of you may be used to seeing in Christian bookshops puzzle cubes based on the Lord's Supper or Ten Commandments, things like this. I don't know. But we've got one that's based on the seven C's, as Paul described. And basically, you can use it as an evangelistic tool. You can give to young people to try and do themselves, to find all the seven C's. And it involves sort of opening and folding and putting back together a one-piece cube along those lines. So, again, for teachers or evangelists or people who speak, you might want to get used to doing this quite quickly, and it'd be something that would wow the kids perhaps in assemblies or in family services or something like that.
Excellent. And how much are those cubes?
£5.
And we also have wristbands with the seven C's of history on as well. They retail at just £1 each as well. Moving along, actually just next to those, I can see a lovely little product produced in, homegrown produced there, is our 2010 calendar.
Yes, that's right. We did our own calendar for the first time last year, and it proved to be a good success. So what we've done this year is gone back to do a similar format, this time from Psalm 104. It's got a lovely picture of a peacock on the front, and is interspersed with pictures of scenery from around the world, and a few animal shots in there as well, going through Psalm 104. Now, one other thing you may be aware of from the last one is that we do have this time the previous month and the following month listed on the each month's page. That was something that you asked about, and we listen. So we've done that, and that's on this year's calendar 2010, which is £3.50. But you can buy it at a 5-pack, and that is a bit cheaper for you.
Excellent. Always very good to see that. Now moving on a little bit further. We've got a few other things around, and this is a very nice set of. Now we had recently these pocket guides, different pocket guide books, and what you've got there is a pack with a number of those guides together. Do you want to say something about some of these?
Yeah, sure. As Paul said, it is a new idea, and it's a great idea, and has been well received. These pocket guides are 96 pages each, and they retail for £3.50, and they're on a number of subjects. We've got five at the moment. We've got a pocket guide to Charles Darwin, pocket guide to Noah's Ark, a pocket guide to social issues. We've also got one on the Bible and one on the global flood. Now, as I said, they're £3.50 each, but we do them in bulk discounts. So if you wanted 10, for example, then we'll go as low as £2 each for you. Alternatively, you might want to order a sample pack, one of each, and that works out at £12 for the five.
That's excellent, excellent value indeed. And they're well worth getting hold of, because they just give you a sort of very succinct presentation of important topics within the creation and evolution debate. Okay, now what you've got there, Neil, is My Creation Bible by Ken Ham.
Yes, that's right. Obviously, a time when we're looking at children's products as well, and this is the best-selling one. It's a board book with a difference. It's called My Creation Bible, but it's basically very simple to read all the way through, and very good for young children because it's a board book. Also has a carry-along handle, so they can quite happily take it to church with them. But it's done in rhyme format, and it also comes with a CD, which is Buddy Davis singing his way through the entire book, so you could listen to it in that way as well if you wish. But it does deal with creation issues, it does deal with Christ, and salvation issues, so it covers a broad scope in such a small amount of time. But what I like about it is that it's got plenty of very colourful pictures of dinosaurs around creation, the right kind of size of ark, and other things like this, which are sadly lacking in a lot of children's products.
Excellent, and just next to that, we've got a book about Noah's Ark. This is called Noah's Ark, Thinking Outside the Box.
Yes, that's right. We mentioned Noah's Ark in the children's Bible there. This is important because children are growing up thinking about Noah's Ark being a bit of a bathtub. And this is a coffee table kind of book. It's called Noah's Ark, Thinking Outside the Box, as we said. And it's got plenty of colours and evidence and statistics about the size of the Ark and how perfect it would have been. And of course, this is a coffee table book which retails at £8. There is also a DVD documentary entitled the same, Noah's Ark, Thinking Outside the Box. That's £10. Obviously, can be bought together. You could make a saving on that buying them both for £15.
I've just noticed that underneath that is a book called Old Earth Creationism on Trial. Now, one of the things that we, you know, sometimes get asked on talks is, during question and answer time, is, well, look, we're not really happy with evolution, but you don't have to believe the 6 days are actually real 6 days, do you?
No, that's right. This was a very timely addition to our stock here, and at the moment it's actually on offer. Its normal price is £8, but until the 31st of December 2009, it will be £5, just £5, Older Earth Creationism on trial, because it's something that is so crucial. We need to get that out there. The message needs to be in people's hands, the book needs to be read, and then we can all be able to provide an answer for ourselves.
And that book's by Tim Chaffee and Jason Lyle, and it's telling us why the believing that God made the world some 6,000 years ago in six literal days is very important, that we cannot stretch those longer. And in fact, talking about Jason Lyle, we've got a book round the corner here, haven't we, that we have also featured. We had an interview with Jason Lyle a few podcasts ago, and on the subject of this particular book that you've got in your hands at the moment, which is...
The Ultimate Proof of Creation. What a title. That's one of the best titles we've had since I've been here. The Ultimate Proof of Creation. It's in a book. It's now in its second printing because it's sold so well. Dr. Jason Lyle gives a complete idea of how we can stand up for ourselves on the basis of creation. That the evidence is out there. We have proof of it. We know that God's word is true. And this book has been probably our surprise biggest hit of the year, and as such, and because of its importance, there are DVDs on the subject coming out. The Ultimate Proof of Creation DVD itself has arrived in stock now. That's £10. That's the talk done by Jason Lyle in the States, but there are others that are going to be coming out based on apologetics, and they will also be available in a box set to be sold in the near future.
And Christians, you really need this this book so that you can have the answers, you know, to be able to provide the arguments that to be able to explain to people why it is that we can have confidence in believing that the Bible is true. How much is that book retailing at the moment?
That's £8, but again, that's on offer for £7 until the end of this year.
Excellent. So that's The Ultimate Proof of Creation by Dr. Jason Lyle. Well worth getting hold of there. Now, you've got a children's book there, and it's got a very unusual title indeed.
Yeah, I like the fact that you've let me say that. It's Absolutely Positively. That's Absolutely Positively, The Best Evidence for Creation.
And that's by Carl Kirby.
Yes, Carl Kirby did a DVD called What is the Best Evidence that God Created? And that's probably his best-selling one. It appeals to a whole wide audience of ages. And obviously it looks at various animals around and looks at the evidence that they were created. They are special. They could not have evolved. It's quite impossible. Now that DVD, as I said, covers wide age ranges. There is also a workbook, What's the Best Evidence that God Created, which would help perhaps teenagers go through the DVD and hopefully let some of the information sink in. And this new book,
Absolutely Positively.
Hey, well done. that's just come in, and the idea behind that is that, again, it's taking what has been discussed in the DVD and making it relevant for children. It's a pictorial book, quite a large hardback, and again, looks at various evidences within the giraffe, the wetter, and looks at mankind too as a special creation.
Excellent. Of course, Carl Kirby will be coming to visit the United Kingdom in June 2010, so it's well worth getting hold of some of his materials now to find out what's going to be happening at that stage.
Yes, we're really looking forward to that. Next year should be quite busy with regards to US speakers coming over. Obviously, Carl then later on in the year, but we have Mike Riddle, of course, before then.
And Mike Riddle will be coming over in March of 2010, and you've got there a DVD by Mike, and it's called...
Creation Evolution, Does It Matter What We Believe? Now, obviously, this kind of title, it opens the door for a lot of people to say, okay, yeah, this is a question I have asked. And obviously the DVD seeks to answer that. There are a number of other products. We've got sort of A4 booklets produced in this country based on a similar topic, Why It Matters What We Believe. We've discussed David Anderson's book as well. But this is a DVD done by Mike Riddle. It's part of a series, actually, but is completely acceptable to view on its own. Creation, Evolution, Does It Matter What We Believe? And of course the answer is... Oh, yes.
So that's well worth getting hold of and retailing at £10 at the moment.
That's right, yes. As I say, if you want to order the full series, the Riddle of Origins series, we have a limited number of those at the moment, but we will be getting some more in the new year, obviously in readiness for Mike coming over.
Excellent. And while we're on the subject of DVDs here, we've got a number of interesting DVDs here. Here's one in front of me that I quite like, which is From Evolution to Creation by Dr. Gary Parker.
Yes, that's right. This has been filmed quite a long time ago, I guess, but it's still very, very popular. From what I understand, it's the testimony of a former evolutionist, Dr. Gary Parker, and it's important that we look at it from that point of view.
Dr. Parker taught evolution as a university professor until some students of his challenged him about the subject, and this particular talk is on that subject. As you said, it's quite an old talk, but it's been repackaged and is well worth getting hold of, as is his book, which is called Creation Facts of Life, which is also goes through his testimony of how he was convinced that creation is true and evolution not true. What else have we got in the way of...
This DVD that we've just talked about from Dr. Gary Parker is also available as a little booklet for just 50 pence. Obviously, the more you order, the more discount you have. So if you wanted to show this DVD in any setting at the church or in your home or whatever, then you could buy the little booklets to maybe give to the people who are watching it with you.
Excellent. That's a good one. Also there I could see a new DVD from our good friend John Mackay, and that one's called Genesis Answers.
That's right. This is a brand new release, along with the new volume within Darwin on the Rocks series. I'll just tell you about that first.
Yes.
That one is called Darwin's Evolution, A Very Unnatural Selection. And again, it is a documentary by John Mackay looking at particularly life and various animals, and obviously trying to explore the truth within their creation rather than believing the lie, which is evolution. It also seeks to help us understand the difference between evolution and natural selection as well. So that's that one. But the one Paul mentioned, Genesis Answers, is 4 half-hour programs on all the questions you ever wanted to ask on Genesis 1 to 11. Now, it features Paul Blackham, who some of you may have heard of from All Souls Langham Place. And he is the one asking the questions. Obviously, the DVD features creation researchers John Mackay and also Dr. Diane Eager.
So those are well worth getting as well. John Mackay's DVD is a little bit more expensive than our own, well worth getting. Those are both £12 each. Around the back here, some more DVDs that are well worth getting hold of. Of course, one popular one here at priced £14 is A Pilgrim's Progress Journey to Heaven.
That's right. Some of you may have grown up on Pilgrim's Progress and love the book, and this isn't to take the place of the book in any way, shape or form, but there is a generation that's grown up who haven't been made aware of Pilgrim's Progress and don't understand it. Maybe they're not into reading books and they've been waiting for a visual version of this. Now, obviously, there were various cartoon-style animations done of Pilgrim's Progress a few years ago now, and they might seem a bit dated. But this is a movie, Pilgrim's Progress Journey to Heaven. It's a 90-minute movie produced by a Christian company, and it doesn't take the place of the book, nor audiobook, which we also have. This is certainly very good to be an introduction to the book and to get young people, or anyone for that matter, asking questions about the Christian life and even salvation.
We have a lot of products to do with Pilgrim's Progress. Of course, we have the a paperback version of the book, and that is the actual original text with the margin verses as well. It's really, really good value because it's got some of the original drawings in, and it's been put into a very attractive paperback book for...
That's right, it's for £6.50, but again, if you want to order more for a small group or whatever, then please get in touch with us and we can sort something out for you with that.
And to go with that, there is this all-in-one curriculum on Pilgrim's Progress as well, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. This is a big hardback volume. It's also got a CD-ROM in there because there are various worksheets throughout the book based on the subject of Pilgrim's Progress, and all those worksheets are available on the CD-ROM for you to print off yourself and use as handouts.
And we would recommend, really, that each church had one of those so they could use them maybe for a midweek series, and then of course have copies of the book, which, as you said, if they're going to buy bulk numbers, we can make some arrangements for that.
That's right. Again, Pilgrim's Progress is one of those books that is a classic, but sadly we are around a generation that is very visual, very wanting things different, and so the fact that we've got a movie and then a curriculum and also the whole book on audio CD is of vital importance, really.
Yes, the audio book actually goes over 5 CDs, well worth getting. And you've got your hands on yet another version of Pilgrim's Progress there. Tell me about this one, because this is a lovely gift products here, which people might be interested in for Christmas.
That's right, this is for the hardened enthusiasts. This, it's a right old beast, it'll prop your doors open, no problem whatsoever. It's called The Pilgrim's Progress, and it's the commemorative edition, collector's edition, and it would be £35.
And inside it's like a sort of facsimile of the original edition, isn't it? It's really beautifully produced. Like you say, it's a beautiful cover produced by Masters Books. And it's not just actually Pilgrim's Progress. It's a bit more than just Pilgrim's Progress in it, isn't there?
That's right, yes. It's a 960-page volume in total. It's 9 books in one. You get, obviously, Pilgrim's Progress in there. You also get Bunyan's personal memoir, his last sermon, which was preached in the year 1688, his personal account of his life before he accepted Christ, his time spent in prison for preaching, and also it includes, obviously, a lot of various artists' etchings and things, including various works done by Bunyan. You've got the Holy War in there, for example. You've got the barren fig tree. You've got all sorts of things for the hardened enthusiast of John Bunyan and Pilgrim's Progress.
And it's just a beautiful book to have on your shelf. A little bit above that is a book by Professor Stuart Burgess called The Origin of Man. And just say a little bit about this lovely book.
Yes, right. The Origin of Man is a book published by Day One. It's £8, and it is done by Professor Stuart Burgess, who we support a great deal. He's a lovely man. And the idea is that it looks at various aspects of human life and looks at the unique design of man, going right from upright stature through language and speech, a unique brain, and of course a spiritual being. Now, this is quite hefty. You'll have plenty to read in there, but it is designed to be read by almost anybody. I would read this. I'm not a scientist in any way, shape or form, but I would read this and recommend it. For those of you who wouldn't want to get their teeth into a 170-page book, if you want the shortened version, there is that. There is also a DVD of the talk of The Origin of Man. That's available from us as well. But the magazine style, almost, of that book is called In God's Image, and that's also by Stuart Burgess. That's a lovely pictorial thing, follows the same theme as the book, but is just £2.
We've also got Hallmarks of Design by Stuart Burgess, which is subtitled as Evidence of Purposeful Design and Beauty in Nature, which again is a nice, easy-to-follow book, just showing how the whole of nature really just screams that it must have been designed by an intelligent designer. And a similar job really being done in a book called He Made the Stars, also again by Stuart Burgess, on the subject of astronomy and space. But you've got there a book that we've had actually for many years, but is still well worth having. It's probably for older children, really, as well as young adults, and this book is called
The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. It's by Ken Ham. Like Paul says, it's been out for quite some time now. Its retail price is £7, but the the reason I've picked it up is because the dinosaur fascination is just larger than ever, really. I mean, Jurassic Park movie franchise obviously helped a lot with the interest of that, but there are still kids growing up now who don't really know much about that, but they still have such a fascination for dinosaurs. Now, this is the parents' version, if you like. This would be ideal for teenagers and grown-ups as well, on everything to do with dinosaurs. But the reason I've picked it up is because we're very excited in the fact that the brand new book by Ken Ham, Dinosaurs for Kids, arrived last week. Now, that is a quality product. It's £10. It's a glossy hardback book, has all new drawings in it, wonderfully presented, and as I say, we've just received that. That'll be appearing on the web store soon, very soon.
Marvellous. I'd like to just pick out a book here that I think is well worth getting, and we don't seem to sell a great many of these, but I think it's well worth getting hold of. And this is called The Great Turning Point by Dr. Terry Mortensen. Now, Dr. Mortensen is an expert in the history of science. So this is not a scientific textbook, it's a history textbook. And it's looking at the whole history behind how the whole business about evolution, and particularly the concept of millions of years, how it came to be, and particularly how it invaded the church.
Yes, that's right. Paul's mentioned it all there. That's £8. And also done by Dr. Terry Mortensen is a DVD series on a similar subject, which used to be available in two volumes. But what we've done now is done it on a buy one, get one free. We've done them together. So it's £10 for two DVDs, and that's The Origin of Old Earth Geology.
The Origin of Old Earth Geology is the DVD series and the two DVDs, and The Great Turning Point is the book. A couple of products we've got here. You've got in your hands the Answers for Life curriculum. Now, Answers for Life is an evangelistic series, and it's written by, compiled by Steve Ham. Who is Steve Ham is?
Ken's brother.
Yes, so it's Ken Ham's younger brother. This is a marvellous resource. Now, it's very difficult sometimes to compare this. I don't want to compare it with any other products on the market, but you know the sort of evangelistic series where, you know, you invite people in to sit down and watch a short video clip and discuss the Bible and maybe have a meal together and things like that. I don't want to sort of name any names, but so this is in that sort of style, except this one's biblical, and it restarts from the whole subject of creation and takes you through the Bible and explains people's state before God. So what price is this, Neil?
That's £15, and that's for a DVD of the segments that it goes through, the Leader's Guide and the Participants Workbook. Obviously, we have plenty more Participants Workbooks for your group if you require that thereafter.
And with that, you've got, you on the shelf next to it, you've got another curriculum, which is called Demolishing Strongholds. Tell us something about this one.
That's right, yes. These courses are wonderful to do and ideal to think about doing for the new year. But Demolishing Strongholds is predominantly made for Christian teenagers, in equipping Christian teenagers with the knowledge of the strongholds that they should have, the foundation of creation, giving them confidence in these things, and it tackles all sorts of issues from popular culture to the relevance of the creation message and many more things, racism, all sorts. What is different with it is that it is done in a style which is quite unique. It's almost comic art style, whereby you'll have an image of a comic page, and then one section of that page will come to life and speak, and then it'll zoom off to another part of the page, and that will come to life and speak. So it's something much more than just a PowerPoint presentation talk.
Yes, a very exciting presentation indeed. So, Demolishing Strongholds has got four DVDs with that, so a little bit pricey, but that is £45. It's well worth getting hold of that. Answers for Life is £15. Well, we've covered an awful lot there, Neil. There's also all sorts of other things we could have mentioned here, like Darwin and Darwinism 150 years later, the biography of Charles Darwin, Darwin's Plantation, about the racist roots of Darwinism. We've got several books on the shelves here by the late late Dr. Henry Morris, such as Defending the Faith and his series of sort of little commentaries on the books of wisdom and Job and Jonah, all sorts of lovely books like that. And I can see there the New Answers books, New Answers Book 1 and New Answers Book 2, which gives you all the essential background you need for the subject of creation, evolution and Genesis. And New Answers Book 3 will be on its way hopefully very soon. So we've got those particular books there. Lots of very good books and very good DVDs, far more than we can just mention. But it's been great to be able to talk to you about these products. Thanks very much for sharing those with us, Neil.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow when I come and throw you a few more crusts.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, we do hope you've enjoyed listening to this specially extended edition of the Answers UK radio programme. We've got through an awful lot of material. We've introduced you to a lot of our new products. We haven't really scratched the surface of the products that you could find. I remember listening to a talk by Ken Ham where he said he was very moved by the number of products that were available, because when he became a Christian there were almost none of these products available. I became a Christian quite a bit after he did, but I remember in the 1970s, the late 1970s, there was very little that you could get really to explain the whole subject of creation, evolution and Genesis. Well, we've got lots of products now, so please do make the most of them. Do ask us about them. There's lots of free information on our website. That's answersingenesis.org, answersingenesis.org. If you want to ring us up to ask questions, it's 0116 270 8400, or you can send questions for this program by emailing radio@answersingenesis.org.uk. That's radio@answersingenesis.org.uk. Some of you maybe were hoping for some information about the Origin of Species project that we took part in. We will devote another Answers UK radio podcast to that once we've collected some information on that. So that will hopefully be the next podcast. So please keep your podcasting software up to date so that you can get hold of the next episode of Answers UK radio. But for now, goodbye and God bless.